the gift of tears. Years ago, the Holy Spirit told me, he says, Corey, I want to give you the gift of tears. At the end of the day, it's when God begins to make you tender. And he moves you into a place of prayer on the other side of words. And it turns into liquid prayer. Tears is liquid prayer. Tears are when you've come to the end of yourself, the end of your own wisdom, abilities, resources, and strength, and all you have is tears. And I believe that it's the tears born of God that move God. Shortest verse in the Bible is Jesus wept. That whole John 11 story just blows my mind. Dear friends of his send letter. Say, Jesus, he whom you love is sick. And Jesus knows what he's going to do from the beginning, but he's got to let the story play out. He waits. He waits. And his dear friend dies. I don't know about you, but I know I've been in those seasons where the deepest and dearest thing I needed from Jesus died. And in many ways, it felt like he was 4 days late. And what happens to you in the delay is what I believe God's after. He's not looking for your right answers or your right prayers, but he's saying, will you let this moment cut you? Will it move past all your language and your words and your theologies? And will you get into the mystery of why didn't you get here in time? Jesus was 4 days late. Lazarus had been in the tomb 4 days. And we see two types of prayer come to the surface. One that seeks to have all the right answers, but it doesn't move heaven. And then we see Mary, the one who sat at his feet and heard his word. That word's now getting tested. And she runs out to Jesus and she said, Jesus, Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. She said it from his feet, weeping, not understanding, but refusing to get out of the tension. God, I know who you are. I know what you can do. I know how you feel. Why didn't you get here? Have you been there before, friend? I have. It says that when Jesus saw her weeping, he asked, where's he at? And as soon as they said, come and see, we see the greatest verse, one of the greatest verses in the Bible. Jesus wept. The one through whom the worlds were made is from everlasting. Came into the world and he wept. Meditate on this right now. He is the weeping God. He's the God who shows up with you in your deepest, darkest moments. And he weeps with you. Invite him right now into that space. The weeping God. Jesus, surrounded by Pharisees, Sadducees, strangers, critics, skeptics, and friends and disciples, he wept. For years, I thought it was a moment, but convinced it lasted a long, awkward, uncomfortable time as the Son of God opened up his vulnerable heart and he wept. Tears of deep compassion and love for his friends. Tears of righteous anger against the religious of the day. Tears of deep hatred of death and what it does to the human race. And how soon he would conquer it forever. Let his tears touch your spirit right now. It's the weeping God that is imparting the gift of tears. Look at him. Behold him in his vulnerability. Behold him in his humanity. And let it tenderize your heart again. Friends, some of you haven't felt in a long time. It's time to feel again. Tears are coming back to the church. Because what Jesus did next shows us that the seedbed of tears is what's going to release resurrection. After he wept, he dried his eyes. He said, Lazarus, come forth. I believe that God is inviting you into this place of weeping with him, unto seeing resurrection power released in your life, in your family, in the world around you. We need resurrection. We need power, not of human power, but of God power. One of my favorite stories is the story from the Salvation Army. And they were working in a city and they labored and they saw no impact, no fruit, nobody coming into salvation. And they sent a letter to the founder, William Booth, and they go, what do we do? We're ready to leave. He wrote back a two-word letter, and he said, try tears. Try tears. When you've exhausted all of your human strength, wisdom, and abilities, what's left is tears. And I believe it's the tears born of God that moves God. Let's ask him right now for the gift of tears. Oh, beautiful God, weeping God, release the gift of tears. Tenderize my spirit, Jesus. I want to feel again. Deliver me from plastic phrases and shallow praying. Bring me into that liquid prayer. Release the gift of tears. Mark us, I pray in the name of Jesus.